Chapter 10. Broderick tore his eyes from the shotgun to see several men surrounding the trunk. There was no way he could take them all. Tattoo stared down at him with a menacing expression.
"Sorry about the pothole," he said.
Then he gestured with his head and took a step back, prompting the other men to do the same.
"Get out."
Broderick had no choice. With shaky limbs, he let himself out of the vehicle, his Glock hitting the ground in the process. Thankfully, it didn't go off, but it wasn't like he had use for it anyway. "What the fuck is this, man?" he questioned. "I thought we had a deal." Tattoo smirked.
"Someone else offered me a bigger deal."
"What?" Headlights flashed in the near distance, and Broderick saw another group of men who looked even more threatening than Tattoo's and his guys. Several of their guns were also pointed in his direction. "What the hell is going on here?" No one answered Broderick's question. Riley, Broderick thought as the wheels continued to turn in his mind. Tattoo said he was offered a bigger deal, which must have meant that Governor Riley was somehow behind this. How, though? What connection could Tattoos have with Riley? Broderick stood still as Tattoos walked over and gave the leader of the other group of men a handshake. Then a black duffel bag was thrust in his direction. Tattoos opened the bag and his shoulders hunched with excitement.
"Hell yeah! Nice doing business, bruh."
He and the other man exchanged another handshake, then Tattoos re-zipped the bag, slinging it over his shoulder. He turned to his men.
"Hand him over."
Broderick was nudged with the head of the shotgun. He had half a mind to disarm its handler and shoot his fucking head off, but it was no use. His own head would be blown off before he had the chance. He eyed Tattoos with disgust as he ambled toward the other group of men.
"See you around, fellas,"
Tattoos said before hopping back into his vehicle. Once he and his men were inside, he cranked the engine back up, then rolled down his window. He gave Broderick a pointed look.
"Thanks for the money."
Broderick felt like he had been stung as the window rolled back up and then the vehicle peeled off, narrowly missing the huge pothole that they had originally driven through when they came in. Tattoo's comment let him know he was headed to Broderick's hideout next. It wouldn't take a SWAT team to break into his safe and grab his cash. Tattoo's just got a hell of a payday. Broderick faced the leader of the new group of men. "Look, I don't know what this is about, but..." The man held his hand up to silence him. He was dark-skinned with a black Kangol hat covering his head. Dark shades hid his eyes, though they were pointless in the pitch darkness that surrounded them outside of their headlights.
"Don't worry, Mr. Hamilton," he said with a sinister smile. "You'll be in good hands."
Broderick was in the middle of sputtering an answer when he felt a sharp prick on the left side of his neck, and then everything went black.